every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Tuesday, Thursday here on the show. It's actually Thursday, because last night was Wednesday night, AW Blood and Guts Dynamite. And, well, whatever you want to say about AEW, when they advertise something, they deliver. And they delivered blood, and they delivered guts. And violence is probably the most violent wrestling television show that has ever aired on national television. And hopefully everybody is alive today. But we'll tell you all about that. A lot of things happen on the show. And then we've got a bunch of injury updates and health updates. Everybody from Jim Ross, Bianca Belair, Queen Amina, Ric Flair, Buddy Matthews. A lot to talk about. We also have a location for Elimination Chamber 2026. We got some WWE and NXT wrestlers heading down to AAA. We got some ratings notes, SmackDown and Collision. AJ Styles update. For those of you that remember, a couple of months ago, he did this weird promo, and everybody was talking about it. It was off air, but of course it ended up online. And he explained it on a podcast. So we'll tell you what he said and what happened. And then, of course, we got the full Blood and Guts TV report. Filthy Tom is going to be joining us here today. And if you would like to join the show, you can do so by sending me a text message or email. Text message line is 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Just text messages to that line. F4WOnline@gmail.com is the email. I'm also F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, Cameo. Grab a Cameo, F4W Online. Add Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy! Tom Lawler is joining us here today. What's up, Tom?
Not too much. It's another day.
Any news about you today you want to talk about or no?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a bunch of injury updates here. How's your injury?
Still injured.
I know that, but like, how mobile are you now? Can you do jumping jacks yet?
Yeah, I could do some. I think so.
Are you not trying any jumping jacks lately?
I could do a stanky leg.
Can you swing them kettlebells yet?
I've kind of stayed away.
Really?
I do other stuff.
You were big in
the kettlebells.
You know
what I do? I get up and I walk.
Hey, you know?
I just don't stop moving.
Guys, if you haven't gotten a cameo from me yet, I mean, it can be life-changing. Just ask Tom. I was asked for advice on what someone could do when they were injured, and I gave that advice about walking, and Tom ridiculed me. But now he's seen the light as he walks all the time. F4W Online on Cameo.
I'm gonna walk off the air if you continue this.
What are you talking about? Tom, does anyone else check on you regularly except for TJP?
No.
It's me and him. Your best That's friends.
It. That's it.
All right. Let's talk about all the other news of injuries and pain and such. So the first one we got to talk about is Jim Ross, because it appears this one is the most serious. So he did say on his podcast, he returned to his podcast on Wednesday. He noted he finished selling his condo in Jacksonville's back in Oklahoma, longtime home. Happy to be home. He said he's feeling better health-wise than he has in a long time. His daughters are close by, able to help him out. He says, I feel healthier than I felt in a long time. Got a lot of energy. Thankful to be back on the air. Signed a 1-year contract over the summer. He said in the next few weeks he's going to be back, happy for that opportunity. And he did say, a few months ago at this time, I wasn't so sure about the outcome. But here I am, and here we are. We're going to have a great, great year of podcasting, I can promise you that. He did another, I've actually got the tweet here, if I can find it. This is actually... this is from Wrestling Purist, but this was from his podcast. He said, I'm better. I feel better today than I've been in a long time. Feel good. Feeling healthier than I felt in a long time. Plenty of energy. Life is good. I'm alive. A few months ago, at this time, I was not so sure about the outcome, but here I am. Apparently, there was a close call a few months ago, and I don't know anything other than that, but apparently it was, I was just told, a close call. So, a really close call, actually. So, all the best to JR. I'm glad he's feeling better, and he should be back on the air soon, and he's had, obviously, a lot of health problems, but he's made it through, and he's on his way back. So that's the update on Jim Ross. Also, since people have been asking, Bianca Belair is still out of action. Where's Bianca Belair been, people asked? Well, she's hurt. She was in the three-way with Rhea and Io at WrestleMania. That was April. May, June, July, August, September, October, November. That was 7 months ago. And they did some spot. And I guess Io did a moonsault or something like that, or they did a, actually, I think they were doing a one of those stacked-up superplex deals, and Rhea landed on her hand and crushed everything in her finger, she said. She said, it's been a crazy journey being an athlete, having an injury, or relying on your body. My body's not doing what it's supposed to do, hoping I can be back in the ring soon. But she broke her knuckle, broke the joint. Something they thought would be straightforward, but it's now been 7 months. So hopefully she can come back soon. But that sucks.
Brian, I have also actually had a similar injury in the past where I shattered my knuckle into 100 pieces.
Punching like somebody?
That. Yeah, I was in a fight. But the recovery process for that was awful. Comparatively to some of the other injuries I've had that were, you would think would be much more severe just because of the amount of nerve endings in your hand. It's one of the more sensitive parts of your body. And if she had a similar fracture to what I had, it's like 100 different bones that have to heal together. They, without some, you know, crazy surgery, sometimes it just takes a long time for this process. So, it's
brutal.
Like it's like turf toe, you know. It's one of those things that you're like, there's
you have to
no
rub that
way.
In.
There's no way this could hurt that bad, but when you have it
for a
it's
decade,
awful.
Yeah,
I've had it too.
It sucks. I don't even know if it. I think it was just turf toe, and now it's just arthritic. I mean, I don't think my toe is ever going to be the same again. Sucks.
How'd you find something small enough to stub your toe on?
It's called the mat. It's 80 by 80. It was plenty big enough to stub my toe. I didn't even stub it. I didn't even do anything. I came home, and I remember I was just like on the mat, and I went, why is my toe hurt? And then it never didn't hurt again after that day. Don't know
your
what happened.
Your toe jammed?
It jammed, or it bent funny, or, you know, just got old. What did Granny always say? Getting old is the pits. Queen Aminata did an interview on her vlog. I guess it's not really an interview. And she said, I cried my eyes out. I'm in the locker room right now. I was not cleared because my neck is so tight. Can't even move it a little bit. Because of this, I got taken out of the match today, and I'm out of blood and guts. Safety first. Rather be out 2 to 3 weeks than 6 months. So she didn't say how she got it, but apparently in one of the matches, she jammed her neck up. Can't even turn her head. And so that's where Queen Aminata was. And then Ric Flair was advertised for Dynamite, and Ric Flair did make an appearance before the live crowd and then went home. Apparently he very recently injured his rotator cuff. Nobody really knows how. Dave thinks it might have been a fall, which it's Ric Flair. I mean, he's done a lot of that.
Could have been doing planks at the bar.
It could have been,
I mean,
yeah.
I've seen videos of him doing that recently, so maybe he tore it working out.
Well, he was in a sling backstage. He took the sling off, came out in front of the crowd so they wouldn't see him with a sling on, did a promo, and then left. Actually, he's had a lot of rotator cuff problems his entire career, actually. And I think he was supposed to be in that FTR segment. Mm. And perhaps at the last minute, Ricky Steamboat was given twice the material. Because whatever it was, that segment... That was rough. That was a rough segment. But he did do a nice comeback, old Ricky.
pulled it together.
What did you think about the Ricky Steamboat FTR segment?
I did not think it was Ricky Steamboat's best work. At first, I thought, like, was he in the back partying and they pulled him at the last minute to go do this segment? But he went out there and he got through it. He, like you said, he did his comeback. I was kind of laughing almost the entire time. It looked like he was like asking Tony questions while he was out there.
Yeah.
Looks like he's asking FTR questions about what he's supposed to do. It was bizarre.
But. He was carried through a segment maybe for the first time in his career. Usually it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
A stark contrast to what we normally see from Ricky Steamboat, where he is like the best legend that you could bring out.
Buddy Matthews also is still injured. He got hurt in a match in Brisbane against Okada, where essentially he vaulted into the ring over the top rope, which, by the way, apparently Ricky Steamboat did, and we never saw it. He like vaulted over the top rope into the ring for his entrance. So Buddy Matthews did this, and he suffered ligament and cartilage damage, and then wrestled 13 minutes on it with Okada, and that was, I mean, forever ago. He was expecting to heal quickly, but instead it didn't. And in August, he had to undergo surgery again. And he said he's just now able to do the hack squat. So, yeah. Rough, dude.
Brian Cage
also, is another
one. Went through another surgery yesterday. I was talking to him last night.
Oh, was it yesterday you did it? I knew he was going to do another one.
Yeah, I think he's in the hospital. I don't know if he already got it done, but...
Wow. All right. Well, best of luck to him. And Taz as well, who I think it was his shoulder or his knee. I forget what his most recent surgery was. But hopefully he's doing well also.
All these guys got to pop that neck.
Back in a moment. Observer Live.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Good Lord, Tom, this fella here goes, what's a hack squat? What's a hack squat?
This gentleman has never heard of one of the finest wrestlers and physical culturists of all time, George Hackenschmidt.
Yeah.
The Russian Lion himself, born in Estonia.
Jacked.
George Hackenschmidt.
Jacked. George Jackenschmidt is what his name was. This guy was jacked, everybody. Long ago, before there was any such thing as steroids. You had to eat bull testicles if you wanted extra testosterone.
No, you didn't.
You ever seen those guys back
just
then?
Eaten
Eugene Sandow?
Yes, I have seen Eugene Sandow. I've also seen the great Gama, who didn't eat that meat. He was eating like 2,000 almonds.
I ate a lot of almonds.
Milk.
It's good for you. Yeah. Those
almonds. Well, you're not undefeated for 30 years like the great
You don't
Gama.
Know that.
I do. I've defeated you. I pulled your stump and you lost.
I hate you. So, anyway, let's talk about more news.
Oh, by the way, a hack squat, the way George Hackenschmidt did it, he would put a barbell behind him and then he would basically deadlift it up while on his toes.
So it's not what this guy says is a squat done with both legs behind your head?
No, that is not the hack squat.
Okay.
Nowadays, it's commonly done in a machine with the pads resting on your shoulders.
Yeah.
And then you squat down.
Mm-hmm. This person says, Brian isn't joking. They did use bull testicles. I looked into this recently when me and my dad were talking about Barry Bonds. You went from talking about Barry Bonds to looking up eating bull testicles? Huh.
Rocky Mountain oysters. People still eat them today.
How about that? Anyway, Elimination Chamber coming to Chicago in February of 2026. United Center, Saturday, February 28th. So there will probably be some other things in partnership with that as well. So, sounds like CM Punk will probably be headlining that show, would be my guess. But who knows? We got ratings notes here, just a couple of things. So last week, obviously, was a rough weekend for... actually, there have been a few of those as a result of the World Series and such. Well, no WWE or World Series this past weekend. Collision, 289,000 viewers. And a 0.06 in 18 to 49, which is the best they've done since September 6th. This all is the new Big Data Plus panel. 0.06 would have sucked 8 months ago, but now it's like, wow, good job. You did a 0.06.
Brian.
Yeah.
By the same token, do you have, by chance, ratings from the UFC that was on that night?
I do not.
Because that one was actually on ESPN.
So I'm wondering but I can try and find it.
Did any damage whatsoever to Collision? I know I was watching that UFC.
Well, I mean, the 0.06 is double a week ago. The viewership is up 33%, so I'm not sure there's a lot of Collision UFC crossover. I'm thinking probably not a lot, but...
You're looking at one.
You're looking at one, exactly. One. And then SmackDown... 1.141 million viewers, which was up 23% from last week, and a 0.26 in 18 to 49, which was up 30%. So that that week where they dropped below a million and everybody said the sky was falling and you should get rid of Triple H, well, it was a Halloween show and a World Series weekend and Things are back to where they were before, now that those things have ended. AJ Styles talked about a promo on the September 8th Raw, where he basically did a promo during the break, and he claimed an unnamed somebody didn't want him in WWE anymore. And things were being engineered so he could not win his matches. And of course, they put this on social media, including the WWE YouTube channel. And he went on the No Contest Wrestling podcast, and he said the promo was him setting up something for a storyline, but he does not believe that idea will be happening anytime soon. And he said that Triple H was not the somebody he was alluding to. He said it was something I was trying to set up that I don't think is going to happen. It's not necessarily not true, but I'm not talking about Triple H, so I want to clear that. But, yep, that's all I can say about it. So he had some idea, he did, and there will be no follow-up. And he also talked about how he wants to wrestle one more match in TNA, but he's not sure it's ever going to happen because he's retiring. He just says at some point in 2026, my guess is probably like WrestleMania is what he's thinking. I don't know why he can't just say, can I have a match in TNA?
I mean, that's 6 months away.
At some point in 2026.
You think that? No, I think they're going to stretch this one out. My guess is like SummerSlam or Survivor Series. Give him more time to do a send-off. I don't think you want to start the build-up for this right after John Cena's retirement happens, but I mean, they're going to have to start
well, you're
sooner
right,
than later.
But the issue, the thing is, you know, he's been going to all of these shows and basically doing farewell speeches like he's never going to be coming back.
He did it in Japan. Where else has he done it?
I think he's done it in a few different places. And it's like, you're not going back there? They're not doing another tour there in all of 2026? I mean, he's talking like he's really... Like, listen, if he was going to go the full year, why would he say, I want to do at least one match in TNA, but I don't think I'm going to do it. I don't think I have time. It's like, you can't find one day to do a TNA match in the next 14 months? It doesn't even make sense. Yeah, it's Japan and Australia. You don't think they're going back to Japan and Australia in 2026? I mean, they have to be.
Maybe not before SummerSlam.
I guess. I don't know, man. We'll see.
I think him going out at WrestleMania, honestly, would just be overshadowed as well. I think you can also set it up and do kind of a standalone event like John Cena, like the Goldberg retirement, and milk it. I don't think you want to just throw it on WrestleMania and have it be another match.
Well, you could do it that way. But the thing with like Goldberg's retirement on that Saturday night's main event in Atlanta, I mean, really, that wasn't that big a deal. I mean, I don't even think they sold out Atlanta for that, if I recall correctly. And, you know, it was a show didn't do particularly all that well on NBC. It was kind of just, and Goldberg wasn't happy about it. I don't know. I guess we'll see what he ends up doing. Where do you want it? Well, never mind. All right.
What?
AAA announced.
What was that question?
I was going to ask where you wanted to retire, but I didn't want to bring it up.
Relentless Pro Wrestling.
Relentless Pro against TJP again?
Like the day after my birthday, Relentless Pro Wrestling, May 16th, 2025.
Yeah. It's a good match, Tom. This is better live. I hear you didn't like it on tape. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
It was pretty good, dude. Especially knowing the shape you were in. I can't even explain it.
A Z?
You were literally a Z. And you went in there and you had an A match. So that was pretty good. AAA announced Wednesday, Axiom, Nathan, actually it'll be Axiom, Octagon Jr., and Javon Evans on November 22nd. Juan de la Barrera Olympic Gymnasium, Mexico City. Winner will go on to challenge Laredo Kid for the AAA Cruiserweight title. How long do you think it's going to be before old Javon wins a title? Because they ain't winning him next week, dude. It ain't happening. After they sent those guys packing and made them look like geeks, I was like, yeah, he ain't winning those tag titles. I don't think he's winning this AAA title. How long do you think it'll be? It's been 18 months. Actually, it's been 19 months now. Been keeping track. 19 months, Javon has won nothing. Hasn't won the Heritage Cup. Hasn't won the Speed title. Hasn't won the North American title. Hasn't won the Iron Survivor Challenge. This guy hasn't won nothing. 19 months now. But old Jasper Troy, He's got that speed title held hostage. He's a champion.
That's the feud I want.
He's a winner.
I want nothing more than for Javon Evans to run roughshod through a tournament of competitors, get his shot at Jasper Troy, get stretched for 4 minutes, and then put down with the black hole slam.
Mm. Well, we shall see. I'm not bullish on the idea. I'm not bull testicles on the idea. I'm not Rocky Mountain oystered on the idea. Shall we see what's in the text message bin? Let's see here. Looking into the future, what are the two world title matches for Mania 42? Cody versus Jericho for the WWE title and Punk versus Dominic for the world title. I don't see any chance of that whatsoever.
Is that the next WrestleMania?
I think so. Is 42 the next one or is it 41?
Who could possibly care?
WrestleMania 42 is this next one. Well, this WrestleMania 42 is probably going to be Punk and Roman. And I'm not sure who Cody will face. I don't expect it to be Jericho. I guess it's possible. But this person says, Jericho is acting so out of character, I expect a swerve, and he returns to Dynamite as an anti-AEW heel. I don't think so, brother. I don't see Tony Khan approving of an angle where a guy is going on podcasts and putting over how awesome TNA is and how it looks like a WWE show and how AEW looks like a Tony Condello taping. I do not see Tony Khan doing that. No chance. No chance. I think the guy's going to WWE. That's my guess. All right.
Are you taking off?
You listening to the music here?
Is that what that was?
Yeah. Back in a moment with Tom's Blood and Guts Report, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how.
Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom, Lawlor is joining us here today. Let's talk some blood and guts, brother.
There was plenty of blood and guts on display last night. AEW Dynamite, the bloodiest and gutsiest show that I think they have put on broadcast television, maybe ever. I mean, I don't have like
I don't remember Rolodex. A worse one.
Of every show that's ever been on TV, but maybe back in an ESPN classic from some other era, there was a show as bloody as this, but like you said, I doubt it. The women's match was probably even more gruesome than the men's was. Willow and Sky Blue started off. Willow had some kid and play style pants on, but she was not there to play. She alley-oop powerbombed Sky Blue into the cage, and then Sky ran the blade. And that's probably what this match will most be remembered for, because Sky Blue became Sky Red, if you know what I'm saying, producer Dom. She was bleeding all over the place this whole match. I noticed, too, like when Mercedes loses all these belts, Brian, there's going to be four or five indie workers getting less money out of Tony Khan every show. So, Statlander.
What are you talking about?
Well, she's got them out there with the belts. So they're on TV.
Okay.
So they're probably getting paid more as extras than just the bums. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Those people. I see.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. There was this insane stuff throughout this whole match. Like,
yeah, let's talk about the most crazy one. Well, you want to talk about the craziest one? Go.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's the craziest one.
Dude, the craziest one I thought was beyond anything else on this entire show.
Statlander and Marina are fighting on the outside, and Marina Shafir kicks Statlander, and she takes a bump onto a bed of nails.
No, no.
That wasn't the worst?
No,
okay.
Not even
okay.
Close.
Okay, how about Willow gave, I think, Megan Bain a superplex into the middle of the two rings.
Nope.
Okay.
So first off.
Was it Marina?
Hold on.
Stomping her foot, her exposed foot.
Okay, listen.
Onto glass.
Tom, they had a spot where Jamie Hayter was slumped in the corner. Okay. She's slumped in the corner. She has one arm on one rope. She has one arm on the other rope. No hands. She has a trash can lid around her face, okay? She can't see. She's just laying there, slumped in the corner, and there's a trash can lid on her face. Megan Bain, from the middle of the ring, walks up, takes a frickin' steel chair, and she hurls it, and it just goes, bam, right into the trash can on Jamie Hayter's face. She can't see it coming. She doesn't know it's coming. She frickin' went down, and they had a ref going over there, and he's checking on her to make sure she's alive. I went, oh my God, that was the most careless, crazy spot I've seen, I think, in all of, and I watched the whole show here. That was the craziest by far. You can't even see it coming straight freaking to the face. I was like, oh my God, that was the worst thing on this show by miles.
Yeah, bro, there's a lot of contenders on this one. You gotta send me. I don't remember that.
You don't remember it? I'm gonna say here. No. Talk. I'll send it to you. You're gonna. It'll blow your mind.
Toni Storm came out looking like Joker's Heath Ledger in better times. She had a handful of beads. She was whacking everybody on the heel side. They locked the door finally. The crowd went nuts. She did a Tony Storm. She did a champagne bottle Taipei deathmatch spot. Jamie Hayter tried to put Sky through a table. She couldn't. Then they went through a waterfall sequence where everybody was doing their finishers. Brian, did you notice Mercedes Moné changed the moneymaker?
She changed it?
She changed it. She no longer spun into a DDT. She actually went the other way and turned it into a facebuster.
Wow.
Yeah, slight change, but good change. Good change, as the Sheriff of Rottingham would say. Harley. Oh, my dear Harley. Pulled out Mini Moné, Brian. And I was ready to lose it here. The woman's blood and guts. And what does she do? She pulls out a puppet. But alas, it was a ruse. As Mercedes Moné, much to my appreciation, took this puppet, tossed it into the abyss. But Harley then revealed brass knuckles, leveled Mercedes with them. Thank you. That was a good, finally a good puppet spot. Thekla and Julia Hart whispered something to Mercedes. They snuck through the metal trussing, took out the referee Mike Posey. They took the key from him, opened the door. They all started pulling the baby faces out of the ring. But then the baby faces kind of made a comeback. Pure chaos. Stat and Mercedes are climbing the metal above the table that's displaying all of Mercedes' belts. Statlander, Samoan dropped her off of the metal through this table. Tony, inside the ring, pulled out her champagne glass. Her and Mina DDT'd Marina onto it. Tony pulled out a mirror, put it on Marina's face, and charged at her. But Marina popped up, threw this mirror into her face. Shatters everywhere. Willow then gives Megan Bain this awful superplex into the middle of the ring, in between the two rings. Mina locks on a figure four leg lock with a barbed wire bat. Marina then stomps her barefoot into all this glass and then stomps Mina with the foot with the glass sticking out of it. They threw her into the glass. Marina locked on the mother's milk. The rest of the baby faces besides Tony, other than Tony, were locked outside. And Megan Bain beat Mina with the title belt as the rest of the heels held Tony watching, forcing her to surrender in order to save her love, Mina Shirakawa. And the heels celebrated as Tony and Mina were laying in the ring embracing. And, hey.
It was brutal. Watch that. Yeah. Watch what I just sent you. Watch what I just sent you. Yeah, it was
an unforgettable match
as advertised, and yeah, hopefully Jamie.
Oh,
yeah. Can you look at that? What was she thinking?
She like, swung it like she was like gonna hit her like right there, not throw it.
I'm pretty sure that Jamie lost teeth and like her mouth is all messed up and her face.
Oh my gosh, brutal!
What was she thinking, dude? I have no earthly idea. I watched that and I was like, oh my God, I would have quit wrestling. I would have retired on the spot after that spot right there. We had Hangman and Hobbs, non-title. Oh, yes.
Because I left that, Brian, thinking, like, you've got to imagine that Tony and Mina are going to win that tag title tournament now.
Well,
after seeing how they were left here.
I think they're either going to win the tournament or I think that match is in the semis.
Well, it's so, against Marina and Bain.
Yeah.
Right? But even then,
I do expect them to win the tournament.
The other team is the Sisters of Sin.
Yeah.
Who would be the heel team, so.
I think they're winning the tournament. I thought that the day that they did their thing backstage and both lost at the pay-per-view.
Okay, so there was also a thing with the Young Bucks and Don Callis.
Yeah.
And Josh Alexander Otsuka and Okada there. They delivered a beating up Jack Perry to the Young Bucks trailer. Callis wants them to join the family next week because they have a $1 million tag match on the special 3-hour Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
If they're all 3 hours, whatever. Hangman Adam Page and Powerhouse Hobbs, false count anywhere. Hangman immediately tore off the turnbuckle pad. They brawled outside. Hobbs dove shoulder first into the ring steps. Page left off of them into the grasp of Hobbs, who body slammed him off the apron, on the announce desk, onto the steel steps. They started throwing up tweets from randos like it's the UFC. No Paul Fontaine tweet on the screen, but I did like this touch. I think it's kind of cool. Then we had what is also a contender for the worst thing on the show. Powerhouse Hobbs looks like he's going to powerbomb or pile drive Hangman Page off the announce desk. And Hangman Page simply backdrops him. But Powerhouse
Hobbs is correct.
A Powerhouse
landed
Hobbs
on it.
Is 10 feet up in the air. He rotates and lands directly on top of his tailbone, pops up in the air. He's not selling on the ground. He immediately pops up and runs over to the barricade in pain. They fought under the crowd.
I hope that dude's all right, man.
Oh, that looked brutal. They fought under the crowd. Eventually, Hangman knocked Hobbs off of the entry, an aisleway or something, with a boot, through some tables, and he got the win. I love this match, actually. Shibata and Joe jumped Page after the match. The cage lowered until Hook and Eddie Kingston ran down to make the save, and the crowd chanted for Eddie, even though it seems like he's out of place in this entire feud. Hangman said if Joe wants him in a steel cage, he should have just asked, because at Full Gear, it'll be Samoa Joe versus Hangman in that steel cage. And then we talked about the FTR and Steamboat segment earlier. And then we had the main event, the Men's Blood and Guts. And this started with Darby and Wheeler. They retreated to the floor. Darby vaulted himself at Yuta on the floor. They kept fighting around it as the crowd hated Yuta. Darby had a thumbtack-covered skateboard he used on Wheeler. He did a double stomp off the top onto him as Orange Cassidy was taunting his former trainee. I really liked the, it's a small touch, but the Death Riders, all their music starts the same, and then it goes into their different themes. So it was a small bit of suspense every time their music would hit, which I really liked. Daniel Garcia was in. Renee was backstage looking for Mark Briscoe, who was incapacitated. She, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong found him beaten up, bloody. Roderick took his spot, ran down there, ran through everyone, wisely grabbed a chair as Claudio was next. Claudio came in, did a giant swing to Darby with Orange Cassidy on his back, then running gorilla press Darby halfway across the ring into the opposite ring. Moxley came in with a fork. Darby dropped off the top of the trussing onto everybody. Pac came out looking more jacked than anyone I think I've seen in 2025. Briscoe made his way out after being almost killed backstage. He gave Yuta a J-driller on top of the cage. Darby had a cattle prod, but Gabe Kidd jumped him, choked him out. Orange Cassidy put his hands in his pockets, but Claudio beat the crap out of him. Moxley stapled his hands into his pockets. Gabe and Pac tried to hang Darby, but he fought back. Then, instead, they set some tables on fire, and Pac gorilla press slammed Darby through them. But, hey, we saw Moxley set on fire a few months ago, and he suffered no damage, so I'm sure Darby will be okay. Orange Cassidy made a comeback. Roderick Strong made a comeback. Briscoe made a comeback. Strong kept making a comeback. Orange landed a punch on Moxley. Roderick launched Yuta into a table and threw it. Claudio cut off an Orange punch, but Cassidy landed another one. Landed one on Moxley. O'Reilly locked on the ankle lock, and Moxley alone fought, countered into a bulldog, but got put right back into an armbar, into the ankle lock. And after weeks and weeks and weeks, John Moxley trapped in glass, alone in the middle of the ring with no Death Riders to save him, had no choice but to tap the mat and signal defeat. He submitted at the hands of Kyle O'Reilly.
It was awesome.
Great finish.
It was perfect.
A great buildup over the past couple months, weeks to this match. And you can see the Death Riders' confidence deteriorating, not only in themselves, but in Mox as the show goes off the air.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
As you finish that Dynamite review, Filthy Tom Lawler, Brian Alvarez here, Observer Live. I can't help but notice that Brandon here has sent a astute text message. Do you think this is leading to Kyle O'Reilly getting a push? Well, it sure as heck better. It's sure better. I mean, maybe he's going to be the guy that... I guess we got to figure this out now because... I mean, there's 75 titles. But the funny thing is they got all these belts, but when you really think about it, it's like, well, which one would Kyle win? Because, I mean, we've already got the international title match with Mark Briscoe with the big stipulation of the pay-per-view. All of the other belts are tied up by Okada.
That's the TNT title.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. The TNT title is...
You said international.
No, the international by Okada. Sorry. Okada's got the international. I guess we could do this new one. Right? This national title?
The national?
Yeah.
Okada's not... Is it the international? I thought it's got a different name. Is he the unified. Continental champion?
He's the international champion because they unified the international and the continental.
No, it's unified.
Unified title.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can't even think of a belt to... this is another topic for another day. I'll be back tonight with Vinny.
I think he's a purple belt.
What?
Kyle O'Reilly, he's a purple
belt. What does that have to do with anything? I'll be back tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, everybody. Subscribe and listen to it. We got a lot to say. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.